right here at 11:55. He was shot. I got the call in the morning, and they was like, "Mr. James been shot." And it was early in the morning. Some of the neighbors up the street, the guy used to live across the street, found him. Tried to give him CPR and resuscitate him, but they said he had been shot in the chest and then once in the head. He was working, man. You know, he got three children. Didn't bother nobody. But they said they shot him right in his door.
You know what it was about?
No. And that's the funny thing. Nobody really understands what it was about, because if you know Mr. James, he went to church, went to work. And to see that happen to him, that I guess that's what really woke most of the people on the block up. And a lot of people won't stand for certain transient acts on the block anymore, because he never participated in anything. So it was surprising to most of us around here. My name is Gian. They call me Mr. G. It's the 1100 block of Ward Street. We do have quite a few abandoned houses. Habitat has been coming through trying to improve it, but the image has been bestowed that a lot of people don't want to move on the block because of the history, the previous years of violence that have been here, drug dealing and drug addiction. So a lot of people are hesitant about coming to this block. So your first impression would be that it's not a safe block. In actuality, most people are genuinely good people. They just don't have the financial means to be in what people would consider upstanding neighborhood. And that's one of my jobs, and one of the things that I'm working towards giving to change the impression, to let people know this is an upstanding neighborhood, even though our income may not be as high as everyone else's.